chapter number 6, Lord Brahma satisfies Lord Shiva, verse number 36. Lingam cha tapasabhishtam basma danda jatajinam angena sandhrabarucha chandralekham cha vibratam. Translation: he was seated on a deer skin and was practicing all forms of austerity. Because his body was smeared with ashes, he looked like the evening cloud. On his hair was the sign of half moon, a symbolic representation. So we are reading the description of the demigods approaching Lord Shiva in the leadership of Lord Brahma. And Lord Shiva's spiritual opulence is explained and described over here. Lord Shiva is sitting in Kailash under the big, unbelievable, huge banyan tree. And the beauty of Kailash, it is explained that even the demigods were wonderstruck when they saw the beauty of Kailash. Also, the demigods' lokas where they stay, on the planets where they stay, it is also very opulent. There are apsaras, there is beautiful atmosphere, there is misty, cool feelings. The flowers don't get any time rotten. Only flowers blossom, but they do not get rotten. And so many so forth, Nandanvan, and so many beautiful opulences. But the difference between the opulence of Lord Shiva in Kailash and the opulence of Lord other demigods in the other planets is that the beauty of Lord Shiva's opulence is in the mode of goodness, sattva guni. And all the opulences of demigods' planets is in the mode of passion, rajoguni. They are more of material nature, they are more of perishing nature. They have beginning and the end in the demigod planet. But in Lord Shiva's main opulence is vairagya, the renunciation, the opulence of vairagya. And that is explained over here, that even though he had the most beautiful sattvic natural beauty around him, still he was not attached to that. He was sitting on a deer skin. Who sits on deer skin? A person who is immersed in the achievement of purpose of life, that is the bhakti of the Lord. That person, when he performs tapasya, he uses darbha, darbhasan, that is deer skin. He had long matted hair. People in the world decorate their hair to be beautiful and to be attractive and to attract everybody else. The people who are in spiritual life, who are absorbed in the goal of life, achievement of goal of life, they don't care for their bodily beauty. That's why generally all the ascetics, they have their hair turned into matted hair, jata. At the same time, the material people in the world, they apply saints or fragrant materials to have fragrance because our bodies are oozing out bad odors. But the spiritual personalities, they do not bother so much about their body. They are simply absorbed in the welfare of the soul. So Lord Shiva's personality is explained here, deer skin, sitting on deer skin, performing austerities, applying ashes to the body. This is something like, there are seven kinds of bathings. One of the bathing is Agnistan. Agnistan means when you apply ashes, the products of Agni, it is called Agnistan. One is considered pure when he is covered with ashes. Then he looked like evening cloud because he was so beautiful actually. His body was blue colored, covered with ashes. At the same time, he was having moon on his head. Chandra Lekham Cha Vibratam. The long story I cut to cut short, when one time Chandradev was cursed for some offense to demigods. He developed Raja Yakshma. Raja Yakshma means tuberculosis. And in those days, tuberculosis were incurable. So Chandra, who was inflicted by the Raja Yakshma disease, that is TB, he took shelter of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, like a younger brother, nursed him, took care of him and treated him and got him freed from TB. So one of the names of Lord Shiva is Chandra Moleshwara. And in Udupi, there is a very beautiful huge famous temple just opposite Krishna's temple of Lord Chandramouleshwara, which reminds us of the merciful and kind nature and nursing done by Lord Shiva to moon god Chandra Devata. So these are the beautiful ornaments of Lord Shiva. He is not interested in material opulences. He is simply interested in spiritual opulences. His name Shiva, word to word meaning is all pure. Shiva means pure. So his very personality is the personification of purity. And whoever, his another aspect of his personality is he appears little weird. He does not wear usual Vaishnava dress. He wears deer skin and he wears, he puts on his body ashes. We wear dhoti kurta and we put tilaks. He wears like that because he gives shelter to all those people who are very fallen, who have lost their bodies and who have assumed ghostly forms. Various pretas, bhutas, vetalas, dakinis, Brahma Rakshas, all these kinds of 11 kinds of ghostly bodies they have achieved because of very sinful activities. And to such bodiless living creatures, those who only have subtle body, sukshma deha, no gross deha, no sula deha, to such people he gives shelter and gives them nurturing, guidance, and somehow arranges for them to get bodies, human bodies, and get delivered from the cycle of birth and death. So he's a very merciful personality. He appears like that little weird appearance because of his merciful nature. So let us all meditate on this pure personality, Lord Shiva. By remembering him, one gets freed from worldly attachments. One develops love for the Lord. He is the topmost of all Vaishnavas. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. He is the topmost of all the Vaishnavas. For us, the great Acharya, great demigod, called as Mahadev. Even his father, Lord Brahma, worships him, although he is his son. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. There is an announcement for all of you that yesterday, on the day of Sharad Purnima, the Kartik month has begun. And this auspicious Kartik month, we have arranged for Deepadan Mahotsav in the hospital. Every day at 2:15 p.m. after the first shift, and every day at 5 p.m. after the general shift, there will be arrangements of offering the lamps to Lord Damodar, Lord Jagannath in our temple. Please inform everybody who is not here and encourage everybody to come down and offer lamps, which is the greatest of activity one can do, which is beneficial for the soul in this month. Today is also birthday of Mr. Rathin Radha Ballav Roy, who is our attendant in housekeeping. On the auspicious Kartik month day, we offer prayers for him, for his spiritual welfare, to Lord Damodar. Health tip, diet department. Add colors to your life with colorful fruits, vegetables and grains, which will help you build immunity and stay active. What is the announcement for? Okay. So, this is the announcement from the diet department. Thank you very much for assembling for the morning prayers. Please offer floral tributes to Srila Prabhupada. Have a nice day. Hare Krishna.